Good morning, 8:08 a.m. on Monday, July 19th, 2021. 69 degrees? Yeah, there it is. Yep, 69 degrees, sunny and clear, calm, and it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. How are you doing? We are joined by... we're joined on this walk today, aren't we? Are we not?
Good morning from Cynical Wifey and Baby Girl.
Baby Girl and Cynical Wifey are with us today. Woohoo! We always enjoy the walks with Cynical Wifey because they turn into something a little more interesting. And for those of you on the Patreon feed, you might get a bonus walk in a couple of days. What? Say it. We are out and about today. Cynical Wifey has the day off of work because Cynical Wifey had to work all weekend.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah, no shit.
No, not this time.
Well, you didn't see the baby's diaper.
I was still talking about work.
Oh, excuse me. So yeah, last week, between deadlines at the office and getting Beagle Girl prepped for her essentially ACL bypass.
We gotta pick it up a little bit. I gotta get it back burning mode.
Well, it's, keep that arm free so it catches your steps. So between, yeah, Beagle Girl's ACL bypass went really well. We dropped her off around 7:30 the morning on Friday, and what time did I call you? Around 9:30, give or take.
Something. Yeah.
To let you know that. Morning. To let you know, we heard back that she was done and out of surgery. As you might expect, she's not feeling all that great, but
she's doing really well.
Right? Yeah. She's not happy with me right now because I'm the one who's doing her 3-a-day leg stretches, and she's really not enjoying that. But they're getting better, so I think I've got a... What's she do up next when we get back?
Yeah. Her medicine should have kicked in well enough by then.
Yeah.
Although hopefully she'll try and eat.
Yeah, getting some food into her would be a good thing.
I think I'll probably
have to take the cone of shame off of her. You all right?
Some
bug
hit my head. I hope it's not still around.
No, I don't see it. You look fine.
I think that, you know, she feels poorly enough in the morning after she's thawed out that it's hard for her to concentrate on eating, which is an indication of how crappy she feels.
Yeah, because she's voracious when it comes to food. This was the dog that, when we were crate feeding her, because we had two dogs at one point, and we didn't want them competing over bowls of food, she actually got so, not violent, but so excited around food that she would reach up as I was putting the bowl down, and her snout would literally knock the bowl out of my hand and spill it all over the crate. And then by the time I had a chance to pick up the bowl, she'd have half of it eaten down already. So for her to be snubbing a little bit is both concerning and to a certain extent understandable.
I mean, she's been eating. She's been eating pretty well, but I think her system's still trying to
figure it all out. Yeah.
Her stomach might be a little, things need to kind of get back on track with her digestive system.
Yeah, her metabolism isn't quite back in sync
when
yet.
When you're anesthetized, it,
How's the pace?
Huh?
How's the pace?
Probably fine. I can't. When you're anesthetized, it slows down.
Oh, yeah.
The entirety of things, if you get my drift. So, quite possibly she might be a little backed up even.
Yeah. And the other thing is with her, because of her size and because of the cone of shame, it actually prevents her from easily accessing her food bowl. So I think one of the things we'll do is probably take the cone off of her and see if she eats a little bit more then. But no, she's in good shape for the shape she's in. What? Oh, you gonna cross? we do this thing when we walk together where we silently point directions as to when we're going to turn or go straight or where we're going to go. And I got a point that was kind of random. Wasn't quite sure what we were referring to, so what say it.
It wasn't the point you expected, but it was
the point I deserved. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, did you tell the listeners about baby girl
and her Batman?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So baby girl, well, I do this thing kind of regularly where I go into Batman voice because I'm Batman, and I walk around and I goof with my wife and I goof with my daughter because I'm Batman.
No, I'm Batman.
No, you're Batwife or Batwoman, one of the two. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want to be, but you're not Batman. I'm Batman. Anyways, you get the drift. Well, the other day I did Batman, or maybe I think wifey did Batman with
baby girl. Started to kind of
and baby girl started going trying to mimic Batman voice.
And I was like,
She went to her 1 year doctor's appointment. I was home working and I was home with the dog, and apparently, well, I'll let you take it over from here since you were actually there.
No, but she did the whole kind of guttural grunting kind of Batman-esque thing. She can't talk yet, so you know, but then it made me laugh, so then I went into,
are you Batman?
This is in front of the doctor, by the way.
And then she grunted and made even more like Batman-esque noises. Our poor doctor, who's a younger guy, three young kids, married, wonderful human, lost his mind. So
our daughter is very precocious. What can we say?
Maybe she'll grow up to favor the Marvel Universe instead.
Maybe she'll grow up to be Iron Man.
Or Bane.
Are you going to be Bane?
Odd.
No.
My Bane sounded more like the Eagle Man commercial.
I've got something for you. I'm Gotham's Reckoning, Batman.
Well, she'll have all the right materials for it.
Okay, so we need to have a conversation about bad Chicago commercials.
Yes, yes. I was going to say you need to clarify that.
If any of you
who
are listening, they can Google it, or I may put links in the show notes. We'll see what happens. Chicago is very famous. Well, famous, infamous, I don't know. For its really old and really campy commercials.
Yes.
There is a commercial for Victory Auto Records that was old in the 90s when we were growing up and is still on the air today.
The guy in this particular Auto Records commercial is wearing stovepipe pants.
And a mullet. So that tells you everything you need to know about this thing. And he opens up the car door on this old, probably old Buick.
Or Plymouth,
there it is. That really dates this thing. And the door literally falls off the frame in his hands, and he's like, and the announcer comes, that old car is worth money, and how Victory Auto Records will come and pay you cash on the spot, and I've got the number in my head. I could give you their phone number right now. And it's still on the air. It's been modified a little bit with a CGI dinosaur. It's not as good, but...
But long story short, there are multitudes of these.
So there's that one, and then there's Eagle Car Insurance. And this one takes the cake. These two the two characters, driver and a passenger, they're both women. Not that that matters, just so you get the feel of this.
And it's daytime, and they're done up. And
The perms.
Well, forget the perms. I'm talking how it looks like they're, they're very scantily clad, and assets are...
I don't think they're that bad, but
it looks like they're going to the club in the middle of the day.
They might be going to the club in the middle of the day.
Anyway.
And they're driving, and suddenly they stop short. They hear this ka-thunk. And the driver turns... So the driver says, what was that? And the other one says, do you have insurance on this car?
No.
It must be Eagle Man. And so the driver gets out of the car, and there is standing on her roof, a giant eagle, which looks like one of those high school mascot costumes.
Worse.
Or worse, yes. And the Eagle Man character goes, and of course he's muffled through the costume, goes, "I've got something for you." And he proceeds to squat on the top of this roof and lay an egg. Cut back to the driver and the passenger, who gave a very choreographed recoil of, "Oh my God, what just happened?"
No, you missed the boing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, there's a really campy boing. And the driver and the passenger pull back.
And the Eagle Man.
And then the egg hatches, and the costumed eaglet inside is holding an insurance rate card. Look at those low rates. Yeah. Chicago is notorious for some of these commercials. There are a couple of other ones out there, but those are the two big ones.
You guys have to go on the internet look these up, because
I'm going to have to put these in the show notes for you guys, because if you haven't seen them, you're going to look at us and say, "Well, it's a good thing they got deep dish."
They're infamous, guys, because these commercials are at least 30 years old or more.
Well, the Victory commercial had to have been 20 years old back in the 90s. I mean, probably not that old, but it's...
They've been around for a while.
They have been around for a while. But, you know, that's the thing about advertising and marketing is...
They don't make them like they used to.
Not just that, but here we are in 2021 talking about two commercials for products that, frankly, I don't use. But they're still in my head.
Wait, don't you have insurance on your car?
Yes, but not through Eagle Man.
Say what?
Yeah, you wouldn't want the mascot of my insurance company on the top of my car. That'd just be weird.
And for the record, he better damn well have insurance on his car.
I do. You know I do. Okay. I gave you the insurance card for the updated policy just the other day.
Honey, I can't find my butt with both hands some days.
This is true. We won't talk about the credit card.
Shut up. I found it. That's what counts.
Yes, you did.
It was in my snood.
But, you know, you know, companies can hire these firms, and, you know, to find the right commercial or the perfect message or whatever it is, or you listen to the radio and it's that stupid Geico commercial, or it's that stupid Expedia commercial singing "All by Myself." Oh my God, that is overplayed. But you find some of these other ones that are these low budget, kind of done, I don't want to say, you know, garage quality production, but really not that good in terms of production value. And they have made their money and then some.
They're pretty gladiolas.
Yeah, they are.
Would you like something like that at the house?
Maybe. We need to really reevaluate all of our landscaping around the house with all the stuff we're bringing in. Well. But,
The commercials.
Yeah, you know, I know the commercials. But no, I don't know what else I was going to say about that, but it's just...
The marketing and the, you know...
It's just crazy. I mean, I really wish I was a fly on the wall in those meetings where the production team put this thing to get those commercials to just go through it. I'd really like to know if they were trying to make a bad commercial, if they were trying to make a good commercial, if they were trying to make a memorable commercial, or if they were just trying to get something out on a limited budget and just hope to hell it worked. Because creative gold, I think. Wouldn't you agree?
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There was even one, I'd say this is probably 25 years ago, give or take, that I remember so well, and my late sister, God bless her. This was for Miss Cleo, and Miss Cleo...
Oh my Lord, the Miss Cleo commercials.
She was a...
A psychic.
A psychic, yes.
A crystal ball psychic.
But the tarot cards too.
Oh, you're right. She did
she
tarot.
She has lines I could do about the tarot cards.
a 1-900 number psychic.
Yes, with a very strong Caribbean accent.
Which we will not try to impersonate on this show.
No, we will not, but I believe, I don't know if she passed or she got in trouble.
I think she got indicted.
Maybe both.
I'd have to look it up, but I think she got indicted.
Yeah, there was something.
But anyways, tell the story.
No, but just Miss Cleo and her psychic, purported psychic abilities, and the campy commercials as well, and yeah.
Yeah.
But I have no idea where Miss Cleo is, if she even still walks the earth. If she doesn't, God rest her soul, but I still remember her commercials, so my mad props for that.
Even though her product is no longer available on the market, but yeah, there you go.
Or, you know, if she was psychic, or is it? Mm-hmm.
So, with that, we are back at the house. We're going to go in, cool off. I have to get ready for day job, and wifey and I actually have a call in a little bit we have to take.
Oh, that's right. I actually
So we are going to wish you a very happy, very healthy, very safe and productive day today. I will talk to you tomorrow where we will discuss some travel plans I have for the end of the week. And tomorrow, like today, will be a brand new day. Isn't that right, baby girl?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Are you going to laugh? Are you going to grunt? Are you going to do anything that makes you sound interesting on pod, or am I going to have to cut this out?
You're going to have to cut it out.
No, I'm not going to cut it out. This is comedy gold. Whee!
Turtle face.
She's gone mute. So, on that note, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Dork. Hang on, let me put her down so I can... Nah. There she is! There she is. Yeah. You okay now?
She says, no, I want my daddy.
All right. Bye, guys.